Oh. Oh, I must have dropped off.
Look at that.
11 o'clock. Time to get ready. I've all the usual stuff. Thermals, jumper, scarf. The cap was me dad's. I don't bother with gloves anymore. I only lose them. If you find a lonely glove on a railing, more likely than not, that's one of mine. Now these are my easy to put on, nightmare to take off, double thick waterproof waders. The right one is fantastic. This other one, however, has a hole in the heel. I've patched it with countless puncture repair kits, but I still get a soggy foot every night. I know what you're thinking. Time for a new pair. But I can't just splash out on wellies. Right. Am I ready? Lights off. Heaters off. Cookers off. Tellies off. Locked shed. Cats fed. Well, what the cat actually is rhymes with fed. Anyhow. Locked shed. Cats fed. Hot water bottles in bed. Thermos of soup. Thermos of tea. What am I forgetting? The van key. That was Joy's line. Off we go. Here she is. Talk about last legs. I wouldn't buy her. But I wouldn't sell her either. She's a single-seater in questionable condition with mossy window sealants, rusty skirting and a dink on the left wheel arch that's exactly the same shape as Scotland. On the plus side, when the windscreen wipers are going full pelt, they make the most beautiful wafferping sound, like geese wings on takeoff. Once more down to the beach, dear friend. Oh, this door's iced over again. It just needs a bit of a kick. Stubborn thing. Yeah, there we go. Right, we're in. Right. Time for a swan song. Fingers crossed. First time. Never happens. Hold tight. Carefully does it through the gears. Couple of notches. Ready on the handbrake. Keep it nice and steady. And I'm really opening her out now. See, this may seem slow, but believe me, there's an optimum gritting speed that mustn't be rushed. To do a thoroughly good job, a job must be done thoroughly. I suppose I could talk you through the salt ratios that I've got in the barrels, but life's too short. I will say, though, that it's good stuff, mined from the ancient seabeds of Cheshire. Yes, it's all salt under Cheshire. The Romans were at it, no doubt to grit the roads that they were building. And the Victorians, they mined so much of it that the earth started sinking. Houses would just disappear into the ground. Whole fields sucked under overnight. In these blue-black hours, time disappears. It slips away completely or freezes in the headlights. I can feel it slipping. You might think you see less working nights, but I disagree. Out here, I swear, I see great white bears disappearing down cul-de-sacs and narwhals trailing each other up and down the ditches. I've seen angels in cherry trees, fallen stars on motorway roundabouts. See how the full beams light up the falling snow. All those tiny white flakes, so bright, they could be stars. Or plankton. Nicer to think of it as gritting through space, rather than dredging the North Atlantic. I'm a roving little nightworm with two pale antennas, chewing my way through the infinite blue.